Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. This is edition number 45. We are in season 2 of the Morning Devotional and we are working our way through the Sermon on the Mount. I am Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church. It's a PCA congregation located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here with me again this morning. This morning we're going to consider Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, and what is amounts to the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer. But let's pray first, and then we'll briefly consider these things this morning. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, now as we come to your word and we come to this prayer that we have been given by the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that we have a Savior who is concerned to teach his people how to pray, that we might approach you rightly and that we might draw strength and comfort and confidence as we do so. We thank you that we are able to come to you because of the work of your Son. We pray this morning that you would give us insight and wisdom and understanding, that these things might not be commonplace to us, but they might help us and strengthen us as we learn this most important means of grace that you have granted to your church. And so help us now, we ask, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, we have seen already in this particular prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ gives his disciples and then gives to the church at large, is that it's a model prayer. It's a prayer that Jesus gave in order to instruct his disciples how to pray. And so we noted that from verse 9 when Jesus says, "Pray then like this." And we have considered the preface to the Lord's Prayer and the first three requests or petitions that we find embedded within this prayer. Now, this morning we come to the fourth petition, which is found in verse 11. "Give us this day our daily bread." And so we note here that Jesus appeals to a common theme that each person on earth, every human being, understands all too well. And that is this reference to our daily bread. That is, of course, referencing our needs as it pertains here to our physical needs. That which sustains us and helps us and encourages us even in our lives. And so, again, using the Westminster Shorter Catechism this morning, what do we pray for in the fourth petition? We are instructed pastorally. We are instructed as to the abiding qualities of this fourth petition as given in verse 11. We read the answer. It says in the fourth petition, which is, "Give us this day our daily bread, we pray that of God's free gift we may receive a competent portion of the good things of this life and enjoy his blessing with them." And if we turn over to the larger catechism, again expounding further on petition, "Give us this day our daily bread," we note here, question 193, "What do we pray for in the fourth petition?" The answer is in the fourth petition, which is, "Give us this day our daily bread," acknowledging that in Adam and by our own sin, we have forfeited our right to all the outward blessings of this life and deserve to be wholly deprived of them by God and to have them cursed to us in the use of them, and that neither they of themselves are able to sustain us, nor we to merit or by our own industry to procure them, but prone to desire, get, and use them unlawfully, we pray for ourselves and others that both they and we, waiting upon the providence of God, from day to day in the use of lawful means, may of his free gift and his fatherly wisdom shall seem best enjoy a competent portion of them. And so, of course, it's far lengthier treatment, but you could sum up the larger catechism very simply by acknowledging, by showing that nothing that we receive in our lives is something that we're deserving. Due to the fall, due to our sinful nature, we are deserving of one thing from God, and that is His judgment and His wrath. And so we are indeed praying that God would be kind to us, that He would bless us with the things that we most need in this life. Now, this enters into what amounts to a much lengthier discussion, but just simply put, we must distinguish between our needs and our wants. They're not the same thing, and oftentimes people confuse those, and they ascribe to things, call them a need, when in fact they're really not a need at all. Clearly, we have need for food. We have need to sustain the body, and God has promised to provide for us all that we stand in need of. He has not promised that He's going to give us a Mercedes. He has not promised that He's going to give us things that may be simple wants of life. Now, God does do that. He does give us good things in this life, things that we may not necessarily need, but they encourage us and they make life, as it were, more enjoyable, if I can put it that way. And so some of us have two cars when maybe one would be necessary. Some of us have a very large house when a smaller house might do. Some of us make far more money than we actually need in order to sustain our daily existence. All of these are good gifts from God. They unfortunately have been misused by sinful men. But here in this petition, we are simply praying that God, because of His grace, not treating us as our sins deserve, but because of His grace, His free gift, we might receive a competent portion of the good things of this life. That is to say that we might not only receive what is needful to keep us alive, but even beyond that, things to enjoy life. You know, God is not a joy killer. He's not up in the heavens looking for ways to make our lives miserable and giving us basically just enough to keep us breathing. Many of us, I think, can attest to the fact that we have far more than we need in our lives. We enjoy many blessings upon blessings. Just think of the medium that I'm using right now and the internet and a smartphone to record the video and the ability to post it on a website and share it across social media. And those are all blessings. Those are not necessary things to keep me alive. If the internet were to disappear tomorrow, none of us would die. We may think we're going to. I know some people who might think that, but we wouldn't die over it. So it's a blessing. It's to be used for good. It's a competent portion of the good things in this life. And as we use them, here's the, as it were, the catch. As we pray for these things, we recognize that as God gives these things to us, we are to use them to His glory. We are to use them in such a way that we enjoy His blessing as we use them. Sadly, because of our fallen condition, we tend to use the good things of this life that God grants to His creatures, and we pollute them, we corrupt them. That's what sinful men do. So even as we pray and ask for God to give us a competent portion of the good things of this life, we're reminded as we do so that we are to use all of these things to the glory of God in heaven. And so it's vitally important that we first recognize that God provides for us all that we stand in need of. Everything that we have in this life comes from Him. The breakfast we ate this morning or are about to eat this morning, the food, the lunches, whatever it may be, it's that which all comes from God's hands. And so the larger catechism then reminds us that we are to use these in a holy sense, in a holy use, a holy and comfortable use of these things that God grants to us. We're also reminded here that we are to be content with whatever God does give to us. And the larger catechism points that out. That for some of you, you have far more than others. For some, you have far less than others. That's just the way of the world. And God in his divine sovereignty and providence for you, for me, has determined to give me exactly what I need, no more, no less. And he's done that for you. And so we must always remember that. And as we remember that, learn to be content with what God has given to us, to not grow discontent with his kindness to us. Many of us would like things, other things, maybe a new car or a bigger house or more money, whatever it may be, but God in his providence has not seen fit to do that for you or for me. And so our response to that is to thank God for what he has given to us, find that contentment that he demands of us, and rest in his providence as he gives to us the good things of this life. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. I hope they are. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to contact me. That information is there before you on the screen. Until tomorrow, when we continue through the Lord's Prayer, we'll move to verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. May the Lord bless you. May he give you a competent portion of the good things of this life, and may you use them for his glory. God bless.